We are going to take a few minutes right now as we prepare for the scripture to talk about a balanced life. What is a balanced life? A balanced life, some people think, is a life full of great experiences. Sometimes, though, when we think of a balanced life, we don't think of sadness that might come along during life. We think, oh, that doesn't have to be part of my balanced life, but in truth it does. And the scripture that we're going to share today from Ecclesiastes reminds us, especially on this Memorial Day weekend, when we're thinking about those who've given their life for our country, when we are remembering people in our family who've gone on to be with God. I think this scripture speaks to all of us because Ecclesiastes is reminding us that all of these people who've lived and died, they were all part of God's plan. And there's a rhythm and there is a beauty to God's plan for all of us. And so we read today Ecclesiastes 3, the first few verses. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. You need. Excuse me. I'm ready now. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. The Word of God for the people of God. Did somebody turn off part of the lights or did the... Okay. All right. That's good. That's fine. That's all right. I'm just thinking it can't be that gloomy. We're talking about sadness and I can't have all the lights turned off. Because the sun is not out today. And that makes a difference to me. Does the sun make a difference to you too? Yes? I agree with that. Those of us who've seen this Disney Pixar film, Inside Out, if you saw it, you got to look inside Riley's brain. She's 11 years old, and what happened to her is she's living a great life in Minnesota, and she gets plucked up one day, all really kind of suddenly, it sounds like, and moved to San Francisco. And this whole movie is about the feelings that she has about that. You know, she's a really good kid. She's putting on a happy face, you know, to her mom and dad. You know, trying to get along, trying to make the best of it. She works really, really hard at it. Joy dominated, you know, the emotions that she was feeling inside. This is what I want you to do. Imagine, remember, think about in your life a time when you had that much change that fast. Think about that. Think about the feelings that you had and how you dealt with those. Let's take a look for a moment at the blue blob in the movie, which was sadness. Go ahead.
Ever wonder why you feel the way you do? We'll get to know your emotions. When life gets you down, that's when sadness takes over. This is sadness. With a caring touch and a kind heart, sadness leaps into action to let you... I said sadness leaps into action. Sadness? Oh, sadness. Get to know all your emotions with Disney Pixar's Inside Out.
All these emotions struggle inside Riley because they don't know what to do about sadness. That's really one of the keys to the film. We don't really know what to do with sadness sometimes, do we? Riley does her best to suppress it. She wants everything to go smoothly. And so I ask you this question. What happens in you when you don't let your sad out? You know, what is it that happens to us when we don't let that happen? You know, sometimes bad things happen to us. Those things can be unhealthy for us. As you were lifting up in the prayer concerns a minute ago, Becky, sometimes sadness, when it's not dealt with in a healthy way, can lead to depression. And, you know, nobody wants that. We want to figure out how we can deal with sadness. And so, in Western culture, I think within Christianity and without it, we have bought the lie that joy trumps sadness, and that the deal is we have to keep our sadness back here on the back shelf. We got to push sadness away from us. That's really not healthy. And studies have shown, and you know what? Qoheleth, who wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, explains to us that life has a rhythm and a pattern, and that you're going to feel all kinds of emotions during your life. Sadness and joy, it's how sadness and joy work together that we don't really understand in the world that we live in. God gave us a lot of emotions. Joy, anger, fear, and sadness. And this writer just reminds us of all that in this beautiful poetry. Sadness, he's saying to us, is a good emotion. It's a healthy emotion, right alongside all of these other emotions. Even if we think of sadness as being negative, we have got to figure out how to deal with it in positive ways, because that's what's healthy for us. You know, I could not find anywhere in the Bible, and if you can find one, please point it out to me, where it says Jesus laughed. Okay? But as we talked about last week, it sure says Jesus wept, doesn't it, in there? And I think it certainly is true that there is plenty of scriptural evidence that Jesus was filled with joy, and that it talks about that throughout the text. The Bible also says Jesus was the man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Jesus is called the suffering servant. Yet, it also points out in the scriptures that Jesus liked parties, right? Participated in a lot of parties. He ate dinner. He liked to eat with friends. He enjoyed that. All kinds of emotions are expressed in the Scripture. And when you read the Scripture we read today and all of these together, it becomes clear that one has to, in your life, experience all these emotions if you're going to have a balanced life. So what healthy role can sadness play in our lives? And I thought about that this week. I think sadness makes us more aware of the things that we have done wrong. I feel bad. I get sad when I hurt someone's feelings. I get sad when I fall short and make a mistake. And that feeling reminds me that I need to talk with my friend who I hurt, or with God or whoever, and talk about that. And you know what happens? You then have the joy of restoration, right? That joy that you feel after you come through a tough time. And sadness helps me mourn when I lose something or someone. Any kind of a circumstance in my life, sadness is there to help me get through that time. And when I get through that time, it helps me to see the vision that God has for my life again. And sadness also helps me mourn. I'm thinking about it. It says in the scripture, Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Now let me ask you a question. If I have never gone through sadness in my life, if I have never allowed myself to really feel sadness, am I going to be able to help you when you're mourning a loss that you have had? I don't think so. Jesus said that those who mourn are going to be comforted. And I think it is in our sadness when we lose something and feel that, that God teaches us to be more aware of our surroundings. That God uses sadness to remind us that it's not all about us, it's about other people too. If I had never experienced sadness, I wouldn't understand that you not having is important too, so that I'd learn to share and be aware of what's happening around me in the world and in people's lives. Sadness widens our hearts. Sadness helps us to include everyone around us. And so what I think it all boils down to is our emotions, all of them, including sadness, help us understand the plight of the world. They help us understand people around us. They help us to not be focused just on myself, but on others. They help me to understand my neighbor and how I could help. It's a really good thing that we have God and our friends to get us through the tough times in life, because it is in those moments when we deal with our sadness in healthy ways that we learn and we become more compassionate and more loving to our neighbors. Amen.